This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 10th. That was Last Donut of the Night by J. Dilla. The great J. Dilla, born on this day in 1974 and was remembered as one of the most influential hip-hop artists. We remember him today on the day he passed away in 2006 at the age of 32 as a result of a rare blood disease 3 days after the release of his final album, Donuts. The song we are hearing is part of that album. And in 1874, Lewis Howard Latimer received patent number 147,363 for an improved toilet system for railroad cars, a toilet that emptied through a trapdoor activated by the lid. While he was known as one of America's most original inventors, his story and fame started 43 years before, when he fled enslavement, taking his wife, who was enslaved on another plantation with him, to Boston. When the people who enslaved them came to Boston to reclaim their human property, William Lloyd Garrison and other abolitionists publicly fought to defend them and ended up buying their freedom. They became a cause celeb and won their freedom. After serving in the Navy during the Civil War, he found his talent in drawing and creating, which led Lewis Howard Latimer on his way to become one of America's most unique inventors. And the 25th Amendment of the United States Constitution was ratified today in 1967. Before that, it was not legally clear that the vice president assumed the presidency upon the death of the president, removal from office, or resignation. And in 1890, the South Dakota land grab began, when parts of the Great Sioux Reservation was open to settlers. That was land that was promised by treaty in perpetuity to the Lakota people. However, Congress passed the General Allotment Act, which partitioned the Great Sioux Reservation. Approximately 9 million acres were stolen from the Lakota tribes. Well, they received $1.25 per acre. But once again, it was free land for white settlers as the Americans wanted to claim this nation from sea to shining sea. The Vietnamese defeated their French colonial rulers in 1954 after helping beat the Japanese in World War II. Ho Chi Minh became the first president of Vietnam. Vietnam was divided against the will of the Vietnamese. Here lie the roots of our own American Vietnam War. But maybe America should have listened to then-President Dwight David Eisenhower, who in World War II commanded the Western Allies against Germany. He warned on this day against any United States intervention in Vietnam. In the 1950s, the United States had a spy plane called the U-2. Gary Powers was shot down while piloting that plane over a spy mission above the Soviet Union. The CIA ruled that he was supposed to activate a kill switch, which would have committed suicide by taking a cyanide capsule, and the plane would be destroyed. But he didn't, and he and the plane were captured. On this day in 1962, after many Americans thought he was a traitor for not going down with his plane, Gary Powers was freed in exchange for Soviet spy Rudolf Abel. In 1970, he was cleared of any wrongdoing, and a TV movie was made about him called The Francis Gary Powers, The True Story of the U-2 Spy Incident. Lee Majors played the role of Gary Powers in that movie. Last year on this day, Stuart Hall passed away. While many in this country are not familiar with his name, this Jamaican-born British scholar came up with a concept of multiculturalism that causes so much consternation among many in America. He was an icon of the left in Britain, who raised the issues of race and gender before most and told the left that they face their own demise because they have no new ideas. So today we remember the kind, brilliant, radical thinker, Stuart Hall. And I want to share a song with you on this February the 10th. It's by Baltimore jazz and swing music drummer and band leader. He had a severe spinal condition that caused him to be hunchbacked, and his doctor suggested that he play an instrument to help loosen up his bones. He worked delivering newspapers so he could save enough money to buy a drum set. He became a great player by age 11, moved to New York City by age 17, where he became a band leader. We remember him today on his birthday, February the 10th. The great Chick Webb. Here's Harlem Congo by Chick Webb and his orchestra. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Thank you.